Some of those wrongdoings that Clark refers to are police violence towards people of color. Over the decade, Black Twitter has notably disseminated footage and information about violence against Black and Brown bodies, like in the cases of Eric Garner's death by chokehold, and Chandra Bland's encounter with police, which led to her mysterious death in jail. But Clark says that this activism on Twitter doesn't just document police violence, and that it also includes calling for accountability within our own community. We see you, hashtag mute R. Kelly. Voices on Black Twitter have been a catalyst for change. Viral hashtags like April Rain's Oscars So White, Tarana Burke's Me Too, Kashawn Thompson's Black Girl Magic, and who could ever forget Black Lives Matter, which grew into a global social justice movement against police brutality and was created by three Black women. Hashtags like these shifted the cultural landscape, made the media pay attention to the ways Black people are treated in this country, and changed how we discuss injustices against our people. Author and activist Feminista Jones is what one would refer to as a Twitter OG. She knows about injustices faced by women all too well, and in 2014 created hashtag UOKSIS to take a stand against street harassment.
Tell us the story behind UOKSIS.
I was actually out with my son and we were walking, and there was a young woman, and she couldn't be more than 22, 23, and she was pushing a stroller. And a man approached her trying to sell his music, and she was polite and was like, no thank you, but he kept following her. You can see she's uncomfortable, but she's trying not to make a scene, and he grabs her arm, and I just was like, are you okay, sis? Because I was like, I'm tired of us just not saying anything. I went home and I told the story on Twitter, and I just got to this point, I put out a call to action. I was like, can we just do something this summer? If you see someone being harassed, can you just ask if they're okay?